الكريمة والعظيمة يا الكريمة والعظيمة في سرنا وجهرنا نحيد للتشهد وليلنا ونهارنا قلوبنا توحد
لله لم نشرك أحد
لله لم نشرك أحد
الواحد الفرد الصمد
الواحد الفرد الصمد
لله لم نشرك أحد
لله لم نشرك أحد
الواحد الفرد الصمد
الواحد الفرد الصمد
الله جل قدره لا أمر إلا أمره ولا يدوم غيره خير الكلام ذكره
إلى الكريم وللعظيم نسجد إلى الكريم وللعظيم نسجد في سرنا وجهرنا نحيد للتشهد وليلنا ونهارنا قلوبنا توحد
رب العباد قادر
رب العباد قادر
مقدم مؤخر
مقدم مؤخر
رب العباد قادر
رب العباد قادر
مقدم مؤخر
مقدم مؤخر
وأول وآخر وبارئ مصور له الوجود يشهد وهو الولي المرشد
إلى الكريم نقصد وللعظيم نسجد إلى الكريم نقصد وللعظيم نسجد في سرنا وجهرنا نشيد للتشهد وليلنا ونهارنا قلوبنا توحد
يا من نعيش في حماك يا من تذلنا سماك يا من نعيش في حماك يا من تذلنا سماك ليس لنا مولى سواك وليس منا من عصاك ليس لنا مولى سواك وليس منا من عصاك في سرنا وجهرنا نحيد للتشهد وليلنا ونهارنا قلوبنا توحد
إلى الكريم نقصد وللعظيم نسجد إلى الكريم نقصد وللعظيم نسجد في سرنا وجهرنا نحيد للتشهد وليلنا ونهارنا قلوبنا توحد
Hussein and his companions and household spent the night of Ashura praying and kneeling in worship with their sound like the buzzing of bees. Hussein gathered them and addressed them, saying,
I know no companions more loyal or better than my companions, and no household more reverent or pious than my household. So may God bless you for my sake, because you have been good and cooperative. Do not think that the enemies will give us a day more than tomorrow. I have excused you all, and you may go free from my obligation. Do not feel guilty. Take advantage of the darkness and disperse. Let each one of you take the hand of one of my household. Leave me, for these people want no one but me.
Then some of his companions rose, and among them was Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Hanafi, who rose, saying,
By God, no, O son of the Prophet, we will never abandon you so that God will know that we have kept our word to his Prophet Muhammad regarding you. And if I knew that I would die for your sake, and then live again, and be burnt, dive, and sprinkled for your sake, and that is done to me 70 times, I will never leave you until I meet my destiny with you. And why would I not do this when I know that there's only one death and I will get the everlasting reward?
Then the companions rose one after the other and said the same, and when Hussein saw their loyalty, he said,
If you insist on this, raise your heads and look at your grades.
Then God unveiled the secret so that they could see their houses and palaces in heaven.
O people, tomorrow all of us shall be killed.
Praise to God who honored us in supporting you and being killed with you. Would you not accept us to be in the same grade with you, O son of the prophet?
Let those who have women go with them to the tribe of Asad.
Ali ibn Muzahir stood up and said,
Why, sir?
My women will be captured after my death, and I fear that for your women.
Ali ibn Muzahir returned to his tent where his wife stood to welcome him.
O Ibn Muzahir, I heard Hussein delivering a speech at the end of which I heard humming. I could not understand. What did he say?
Hussein told us that any one of us who had a woman with him should take her to the tribe of Asad, because tomorrow he shall be killed and his woman captured.
What will you do?
Prepare yourself to go to your cousins.
She stood up, banged her head against the pole of the tent, and said,
By God, I swear you are being unjust to me. Will you be pleased if the daughters of the Prophet are captured and I be ashamed in front of Fatima or Zahra? I swear by God, you compassionate the man and we compassionate the woman.
Ali ibn Muzahir returned to Hussein crying,
Sir, my wife refused but to stay and console you.
May God reward you for being good to us.
Then Hussein approached the people with some of his companions and Buraya ibn Khadayr al-Hamadani in front of him. Hussein said,
Talk to them, Buraya.
Then Buraya approached forward and said,
O fear God, Muhammad's household is now between your hands, and those are his children, daughters, and women. What do you have to say?
We want to capture them, and let the prince Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad decide what to do with them.
Buraya answered,
Don't you accept that they return back to the place they came from? Calamity on you, citizens of Kufa. Have you forgotten all about your letters and pledges of allegiance you sworn by a god on? Calamity on you. You invited the prophet's householders. May God punish you on doomsday.
We don't know what you are talking about.
Then Buraya said,
Thank God, who gave me a better mind than yours. O God, I am innocent of their doings. O God, let their powers fall on them until they reach you, while you are angry with them.
Then the troops started shooting arrows at him.
At that time, Umar ibn Sa'd approached and ordered Durayd, saying,
Hey Durayd, hold your banner. Be my witness in front of the prince that I was the first to fight Hussein.
Then the arrows showered like rain. Hussein said,
Let's fight. God have mercy upon you. These arrows are their messengers to us.
They fought part of the day.
Then Al-Hur came to Umar ibn Sa'd and said,
Will you fight this man?
Yes, I swear by God, I fight the easiest of which is beheading and hand amputation.
Do you not agree with what he had proposed to you?
If it were to me, I would have accepted, but your prince refused.
Then Al-Hur led his horse in the direction of Hussein and put his hands upon his head, saying,
God accept my repentance and forgive me. For I have frightened the hearts of your interest and the sons of your messenger's daughter.
Yes, God forgives you. Please dismount.
I will serve as a knight better than an infantry. I will fight them on my horse for some time, then I will dismount in the end.
He drew toward Hussein until he stood in front of him, and he dismounted his horse, asking for permission, and said,
Son of God's messenger, I was the first against you, so permit me to be the first to be killed for your cause, and the first one to shake hands with your grandfather tomorrow.
Then he attacked them, killing more than 40 of them. They killed his horse. And a group of them besieged him. He fought them courageously until he was killed. When he was dead, Hussein approached him and looked at his bleeding. Wiping his face from the blood and sand, he said,
Bravo, bravo, whore, you are really a whore, as your mother had named you.
Muslim Ibn Osajr got out to the battlefield and fought bravely. He held on till he fell down dead. Hussein walked to his side along with Habib Ibn Muzahir to find out that Muslim was still breathing and told him,
May God have mercy upon you. Some of them died and some of them are still waiting, and they never changed.
Then Habib Ibn Muzahir approached him and said,
By God, I swear, your death is too hard for me to bear. Muslim, you are promised heaven. Have I not known that I would soon die after you? I would have asked for your will.
May God reward you with his best reward. I want you to take care of this man. Fight for his sake until you die.
The companions of Umar ibn Sa'd shouted happily, We killed Muslim ibn Osajr. Then one of the maids shouted, Oh, master. O son of Osajr, when his son heard that, he entered to his mother crying.
What are you crying for?
I want Al-Jihad, the holy war.
Then his mother gave him a sword and said,
My son, go and fight. You will find a spear between the ropes of the tent.
He got out and tried to carry the spear, but he couldn't, so he had to drag it behind him. Seeing him, Hussein said,
This young man has lost his father in the battle, and I am afraid that his mother hates his going to fight.
Well, it is my mother who wants me to fight.
He fought until he was killed. They beheaded him and threw his head towards Hussein's camp. His mother held the head between her arms and said,
You have done well, my son, the happiness of my heart and the delight of my eyes.
Then she threw her son's head, took the pole off the tent, and attacked the enemy, saying,
I am a weak old woman, thin and ragged, but I'll fight bravely on behalf of the noble sons of Fatima.
Hussein ordered her to return back.
Hussein ordered her to return back, but Wahab ibn Abdullah al-Kalbi came forward. He was a Christian who was accompanied by his wife and mother. All of them declared their Islam before Hussein on the way to Karbala, and his mother came and said,
My son, go and support the son of God's messenger.
That is what I intend to put my best resolve into.
He rode to the battlefield saying,
If you deny me, I am the son of Al-Kalbi, You see me and my fighting, and learn of my strength and steadfastness.
He killed some of them and returned to his mother and said,
Mother, are you satisfied with me?
I'll never be satisfied until you are killed for the cause of a saint.
His wife said,
For God's sake, I can't stand the thought of your death.
His mother said,
Go away from her sight. Don't listen to her. Go back and fight for her son. You'll earn his grandfather's intercession at doomsday.
He got back fighting until he had killed 19 knights and another 20 of the infantry. Then his fingers were cut. At that moment, his wife carried a pole and rushed towards him, saying,
May my father and my mother be your redemption. Fight for the sake of the woman of God's messenger.
Go back!
He tried to make her turn back to the woman camp, but she held to his clothes and said,
I'll never go back until I die with you.
You tried to forbid me from fighting, and now you're urging me to fight?
She replied,
Wahab, I have forsaken the life since I heard Hussein calling, Oh my God! Oh, how few are my resources. Is there anyone to protect us?
Then Wahab sought assistance from Hussein.
Get her back.
Hussein replied,
Congratulations, for you will go to heaven.
Then they threw Wahab's head toward Hussein's camp. His wife was wiping blood and dust from his face when Shimmer saw her. He ordered his slave to strike her, thus becoming the first woman killed in Hussein's camp.
The young Al-Qasim ibn al-Hassan asked permission to fight, but his uncle al-Hussein refused to grant him. He kneeled and kissed his uncle's hand and feet, asking for permission until Hussein responded. He rushed to the battlefield, saying,
If you deny me, I am the son of al-Hassan, grandson of Muhammad the Prophet, and the confident. This is all Hussein, a prisoner captured among people who don't deserve God's mercy. Oh God, don't let them drink from your rain cloud of your mercy.
Then he attacked and fought until he killed 35 men despite the fact that he was still a youngster. When the thong of his left shoe was cut, he knelt down to repair it. Suddenly, Amr ibn Sa'd al-Azdi attacked him and struck him with the sword on his head. Al-Qasim fell down and shouted,
Oh my uncle!
Hussein raised his hands towards the sky and said,
My God, count all of them, one by one, and not miss any of them. My cousins have patience, my householders have patience. I hope that you will never see humiliation after this day.
Then he called his enemies to duel fight. He killed everyone whom he fought until he killed a lot of them. Then he turned his head right and left, but he did not see any one of his companions except those whose foreheads embraced the soil.
Is there anyone to stand by me? Is there anyone to help me?
He went back and attacked the people, attacking both the right and the left wing of the enemies.
Death is better than shame, and shame is better than hell.
As he was wiping the blood from his eyes with his dress, a sharp, poisoned, three-branched arrow hit him in the chest. Hussein said,
By the name of God, for God's sake, and on the religion of God's messenger.
He fell down from his horse on his cheek, and started to gather the sand under his cheek as a pillow. He then appealed to God, saying,
"Help me with patience on your fate and on your trial. There is no one else to worship but you."
Then Zainab got out of the tent shouting,
"Oh, my brother, my master, oh, my householder, I wish the sky to be shut on earth and the mountains demolished to the valley. Today my grandfather died. Today my mother died."
Shimmer approached and sat on Hussein's chest and cut the noble head off the body.
"O Hussein, may God curse the people who killed the son of the messenger's daughter in such a mean way."
Allahumma al'an qatlat al-Husayn wa ashabihi ala la'natullahi ala qawm al-zalimeen. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.